Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin offers Black Friday deal with sub $55,000 Bitcoin price, just like 2020. That's right. This is a Black Friday deal. So jump on it. And as the Wolf of Wall Street points out, dollar down, gold up, Bitcoin down, stocks down. Good luck solving that correlation today. And he continues, we all seemingly want to see 53,000, which usually means we get front run at 53,500 or price nuke straight through and we have fun staying poor. The crowd rarely gets what it wants. And as Mikhail Bendepop shares here, beautiful price action, Bitcoin. I like it. And quoting Max Keiser, an inconvenient truth, no amount of oil hitting the market will stop the price from going higher. Global money printing has reached terminal velocity and the world is entering a hyperinflationary depression. Nothing can stop this. Buy Bitcoin. Also in today's show, the red hot metaverse space may soon reach $1 trillion market value, according to this latest report by Grayscale. I'll be breaking down the highlights for you here in today's show. Also in today's episode, Mexico's third richest man, Ricardo Salinas, advises buy Bitcoin now and says the U.S. is looking increasingly like a third world country, as he shares here in this tweet. Good old USA is looking more and more like any other irresponsible third world country. Wow, look at that scale of fake money creation by Bitcoin right now. And he's referring to this chart, which shows trillions of dollars being printed out of thin air. Also in today's show, Plan B creator of the Bitcoin stock, The Flow Model, says November $98,000 Bitcoin target will probably be the floor model's first miss, as he shares here on Twitter. Floor model 98,000 November close will probably be a first miss after nailing August, September, and October. Stock The Flow Model not affected and indeed on track towards $100,000. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and every major altcoin is currently correcting and in the red. There's blood on these streets, but where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Bitcoin can be an inflation hedge because its supply is limited, unlike fiat money, which can be created out of thin air. The number of Bitcoins is capped at 21 million by mathematical algorithms, but Bitcoin is not the only in-demand asset with a limited supply. If you want to invest into something that historically holds value well, even with inflation, and has little correlation with stocks and crypto, consider a real but overlooked asset, fine art. That's right. Contemporary art has outpaced the S&P 500 by a commanding 174% from 1995 to 2020. According to Citigroup, investing in art icons like Andy Warhol, Picasso, and Banksy used to be an option only for the ultra rich like Elon Musk, Kathy Wood, and Jeff Bezos. But with the new investing platform, you can invest into iconic artworks too. Over 260,000 investors have signed up. If you want to join the art investing revolution, just head to masterworks.io/crypto news for priority access. That's masterworks.io/crypto news and see important disclaimers at masterworks.io/disclaimers. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts and happy Black Friday. There's blood on these streets, so take advantage of it. I'm your host, JV. Let me know how's it going, crypto fam. Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin may be down more than 20% from its all-time highs, but this is a golden opportunity to buy the dip. That's right, BTFD all freaking day. Black Friday is living up to its name in crypto this year, as both Bitcoin and many of the alts are trading at their lowest in 6 weeks. That's right, after an overnight sell-off sparked by a declining U.S. dollar and macro markets, Bitcoin's currently trading at around $54,000. And as the mainstream media highlighted the fall, others are far from concerned. However, the current prices arguably offer a golden entry opportunity. That's right, BTFD, while there's blood on these crypto streets, and keep stacking them sats, fam. Now check it. Others poke fun of the knee-jerk article from Bloomberg, in which the publication initially declared that Bitcoin has entered a bear market. Hilarious, right? And on short-term targets, popular trader and podcast host Scott Melker, the Wolf of Wall Streets, warned over going with the herd, expecting and even lower levels to buy, as he shares here on Crypto Twitter. We all seemingly want to see 53,000, which usually means we get front run at 53,500 or the price nukes straight through and we have fun staying poor. The crowd rarely gets what it wants. And in a sign that selling is likely not over yet, funding rates across exchanges remain elevated despite 24-hour liquidations, nearing $700 million, as you can see here in this chart. Now remember, last Black Friday, Melker meanwhile additionally pointed to the unusual correlation between the US dollar and Bitcoin, thanks to notionally the virus jolt. And as Cointelegraph often notes, Bitcoin tends to exhibit inverse correlation with the US dollar, the latter having snapped a long winning streak on Friday. And far from fueling Bitcoin strength, however, the largest crypto has fallen in step with both macro markets and the US dollar currency index. And as the Wolf of Wall Street shares here, dollar down, gold up, Bitcoin down, stocks down. Good luck solving that correlation today. And some sage advice from Helen, just hodl Bitcoin. That's right, hodl be thy name. And standing in way of further losses on Bitcoin is a heavy block of buyer support at 53,000, roughly the area that corresponds to Bitcoin's $1 trillion market cap. Meanwhile, historical data serves as a timely reminder that Black Friday bargains are something of a common theme for Bitcoin. In late November 2020, Bitcoin dipped to around $16,400, only then to go on to tackle and beat out 20,000 for the first time in 3 years, as you can see here in this Bitcoin one-day candle chart back from November of 2020. And as Mikhail Alvin de Pop shares here, beautiful price action, Bitcoin, I like it. And this just in, Hillary Clinton says crypto could be manipulated by China and Russia. And Max Kaiser responded, false, walking vomit Hillary spews nonsense again. And he also shares here, Bitcoin's design means that the US dollar can't compete and will absolutely get destabilized. The only question is when America wakes up and starts mining / amassing Bitcoin to stay relevant this century. He ain't telling no lies. And before I break down our next story of the day, the red hot metaverse space may soon reach $1 trillion market value, according to this latest report by Grayscale, as well as Mexico's third richest man, Ricardo Salinas, advises to buy Bitcoin now and says the US is looking increasingly like a third world country, as well as November's $98,000 Bitcoin price target will probably be the floor model's first miss, according to Plan B himself. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, the blood on these crypto streets continues, with Bitcoin down almost 8% for the day, trading at about $54,000. We have Ether down 9.5%, trading just above $4,000. Solana down 11.5%, trading at $189. Polkadot down 13.5%, trading under $35. Cardano down 10%, trading at $1.52. And Binance Coin down almost 10%, trading at $576. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Metaverse is a whole new paradigm paving the way for yet another exciting investment frontier. Grayscale Investments, the world's largest digital asset management firm, believes that the industry will be valued at over $1 trillion in the next few years, according to their latest research report by the company titled The Metaverse Web 3.0 Virtual Cloud Economies. At the current pace, it has the potential to compete with Web 2.0 organizations that are worth around $15 trillion today. Now, this appeal has resulted in several companies, such as social media giant Facebook, to pivot towards this new realm. Grayscale also pointed out that Zuckerberg's plans may serve as a catalyst and other tech giants to investors of Web 2.0, which may follow in their footsteps. That's right, as Web 3.0 opens the crypto metaverse network opportunities, gamers today lack the ability to monetize their investments and efforts. Transfer of players and games wealth in the real economy is something that is prohibited by the developers in the Web 2.0 closed corporate metaverse worlds. But Web 3.0 open crypto metaverse networks plan on getting rid of capital controls imposed on these virtual worlds by these Web 2.0 companies. Now here's when non-fungible tokens, better known as NFTs, come into the picture. A system such as this in place would let players own their own digital assets as NFTs, trade them with other game players, and users can also carry their tokens to their other digital experiences, which in turn would result in a free market internet native economy. Now the metaverse explosion continues, even though the gaming sector is the first thing that comes to mind when talking about the metaverse. The realm has so many more segments to disrupt. According to the report by the investment giant, the opportunity for metaverse extends far beyond gaming across other avenues such as advertising, social commerce, digital events, hardware and developer/creator monetization. It may be worth over an astonishing $1 trillion. If the latest stats are to be taken into account, the total market cap of the prominent Web 3.0 metaverse crypto networks is already more than $27 billion. But soon, the metaverse may emerge as a disruptor of Web 3.0, similar to how Facebook changed Web 2.0, and the on-chain metrics depict the rapid growth in terms of Web 3.0's metaverse. Virtual world users, the report showed that the number of metaverse wallets had established a new peak in the last quarter of 2021 with nearly 50,000 all-time users, meaning an approximately 10x growth since the beginning of 2020. Meanwhile, developers, third-party creators, and users are seeing real-world value being created by the Web 3.0 metaverse virtual worlds. And to read this entire report published by Grayscale entitled The Metaverse Web 3.0 Virtual Cloud Economies, check the show notes below the video in the description. It's about a 19-page read. Now, before I break down next story of the day, Mexico's third richest man, Ricardo Salinas, advises buy Bitcoin now and says the U.S. is looking increasingly like a third world country, as well as November's $98,000 Bitcoin target will probably be the floor model's first miss, according to Plan B himself. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.4 trillion with $164 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 42.2%, with the Ether dominance at 19.7%. And now checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Basic Attention Token leading the pack, up 18% for the day, trading at $1.52. Anchor up 16.8%, trading just above 14 cents. And Live Peer up 11.5%, trading just under $56. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 47 out of 100. In neutral, yesterday was a 32, last week a 34, and last month a 73 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Mexican billionaire Ricardo Salinas commented on the U.S. economy and Bitcoin on Wednesday. He is the founder and chairman of Grupo Salinas, a group of companies with interests in telecommunications, media, financial services, and retail stores. And according to Forbes' list of billionaires, his net worth is currently $14.2 billion. Now, Salinas tweeted a weekly chart of the total value of the Federal Reserve's assets, less eliminations from consolidation, which was updated on November 18th. It showed total assets of more than $8.67 trillion. The billionaire tweeted the following right here on crypto Twitter. Good old USA is looking more and more like any other irresponsible third world country. Wow. Look at the scale of fake money creation. Buy Bitcoin right now. And he's referring to this chart, which shows the trillions of dollars which are continuing to be printed out of thin air. And this was in response to Lynn Alden's tweet here. US M2 doubled during the period that Turkey M2 quadrupled. Turkey is inflationary versus the US. M1 had the definition changed to make it a broader set of monies. Comparing that to M2 is apples versus oranges. As she shares here, Turkey quadrupled their M2 money supply since 2015. Is the United States likely to follow behind Turkey with hyperinflation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. Now, the Mexican billionaire has been pro-Bitcoin for quite some time. In November of last year, he revealed that 10% of his liquid portfolio was in Bitcoin, as shared in the headline of this article dated back November 19th, 2020. Mexican billionaire Ricardo Salinas invests 10% of liquid portfolio in Bitcoin. And quoting him right here, back from this article, to start with Bitcoin, I share a video taken in a Latin country where banks throw away money, where the bank notes become worthless. He says that is why it is always good to diversify our investment portfolio. This is inflationary expropriation. So there you have it. And in June, he announced plans for his bank to accept Bitcoin. Quoting him here, I recommend the use of Bitcoin, and me and my bank are working to be the first bank in Mexico to accept BTC. And on the subject of Bitcoin versus gold, he recommended putting money in Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the new gold, he said in June, adding that it is much more portable. He noted that transporting Bitcoin is so much more easier than having gold bars in your pocket. And in August, the third richest man in Mexico also tweeted, I think Bitcoin has a great future and it will change the world. We will see. Shout out to Ricardo. I agree with him 100% and I love what he's doing in Mexico. And before I break down our final story of the day, $98,000 Bitcoin target will probably be the floor model's first miss, according to Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 990 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Smash.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 20,000 downloads per day. You can find me on Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, or Apple's iTunes or Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And of course you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Plan B admitted that his worst case scenario in terms of Bitcoin's price movements is about to be proven wrong for the first time. The analyst's model forecasted a $98,000 price tag for the asset at the end of this month, which is just a few days away, which seems somewhat of a long shot as of right now. Now, I've been reporting the accuracy of Plan B's worst case scenario floor model here on the show, as he refers to it, which is separate from the popular stock to flow model. However, it was quite resilient in the past, as it has been spot on for several consecutive months. The prediction model saw Bitcoin closing at 47,000 at the end of August and dropping to 43,000 at September's end, both of which indeed transpired. And October was almost nearby, as Bitcoin closed the month at 61,000, while Plan B envisioned 63,000. However, I like to point out, within 24 hours, Bitcoin jumped to 63,000. So again, right on the money. And the anonymous analyst classified this minor difference as a rounding error, which was good enough for him. And during a recent podcast episode with author of the Bitcoin Standard, Saifedean Ammous, Plan B highlighted the difference between the stock to flow model and his worst case scenario. And instead of Bitcoin's production and demand, the latter is more of a technical model based primarily on the 200-day moving average. And given the aforementioned accuracy of the model, many expected that the November prediction price of 98,000 will come to life as well. However, let's keep this in mind with Bitcoin currently trading at 54,000 today. To hit 98, realistically, we need a $44,000 massive jump within the next 4 days. But do keep in mind that the ongoing month of December is arguably the best in Bitcoin's history, as the asset has produced some of its most impressive gains in the previous years. And this November also started on a high note in the first few weeks, with the crypto skyrocketing to its latest new all-time high above 69,000. However, the landscape changed after that, and now Bitcoin stands at about 54,000 at the time of this recording. However, the analyst outlined that the stock to flow model is not affected and in fact is on its way towards $100,000, as he recently shared here on crypto Twitter. Floor model 98,000 November close will probably be a first miss after nailing August, September, and October. Stock to flow model not affected and indeed on track towards $100,000, as you can see right here in this chart. And checking out some of the responses, on-chain analyst William Clemente wrote the comment saying the amount of people that lost money because of this, etc., are absurd. If your prediction was correct, they take responsibility. Because it wasn't, they blame you. Newsflash, people, you're responsible for your own decisions. And Plan B responded, it is indeed absurd when you publish information for free. Somehow, people make you responsible for their investment decisions and actions. Everybody is responsible for their own investment decisions and actions. Blaming others is a sign of immaturity. Never gonna make it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B. I gotta give much respect where respect is due. He has been so accurate with the stock to flow model for years on years, and it still to this date is the most accurate Bitcoin price prediction model. So do keep that in mind. And in response to this, he more recently tweeted with an update to clarify, 98,000 November prediction is not based on stock to flow model, but on my floor model. As I said before in tweets and latest podcasts, I use three models. Number one, stock to flow. Number two, floor model. And number three, on-chain model. If, for example, 98,000 November floor model prediction fails, that does not mean that stock to flow or on-chain fails. So there you have it. And I recently polled my Twitter audience and I asked, November closed Bitcoin price prediction. And out of 274 votes, 38.3% of you said between 50 and 64,000. 35.8% of you said between $65 and $79,000, which hints at a new all-time high. 16.1% of you said between 90 and 100,000. And 9.9% of you said between $80 and $89,000. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to close this month of November within the next 4 days? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin offers Black Friday deal with sub $55,000 Bitcoin price action, just like in 2020. Also in today's show, we discussed the red hot metaverse space, which may soon reach $1 trillion market cap, according to this latest report by Grayscale. Also in today's show, we discussed Mexico's third richest man, Ricardo Salinas, advising to buy Bitcoin now, and says the U.S. is looking increasingly like a third world country. And also in today's show, we discussed November's $98,000 Bitcoin price target will probably be the floor model's first miss, according to Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model himself. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Kale Bertram wrote, "You're part of my daily podcast listen at work now. Love the content. Keep it up, man. Much love. Thanks so much, Kale. I value your support. Cheers." And our next feature comment of the day comes from our very own Katie Lux, who wrote, "Blow off top incoming for the glitch in the matrix. Let's freaking go, JV. Thanks for your awesomeness. A day." And I responded, "You know it, Katie. December going to be a very exciting month, fam. Bitcoin moon time. Let's freaking go." Now for our third and final feature comment of the day. And it's a joke from BitBud. He wrote, "How do you keep a turkey in suspense? Tell you tomorrow." And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Bitcoin can be an inflation hedge because its supply is limited. Unlike fiat money, which can be created out of thin air, the number of Bitcoins is capped at 21 million by mathematical algorithms. But Bitcoin is not the only in-demand asset with unlimited supply. If you want to invest into something that historically holds value well, even with inflation, and has little correlation with stocks and crypto, consider a real but overlooked asset, fine art. That's right. Contemporary art has outpaced the S&P 500 by a commanding 174% from 1995 to 2020. According to Citigroup, investing in art icons like Andy Warhol, Picasso, and Banksy used to be an option only for the ultra rich like Elon Musk, Kathy Wood, and Jeff Bezos. But with the new investing platform, you can invest into iconic artworks too. Over 260,000 investors have signed up. If you want to join the art investing revolution, just head to masterworks.io/crypto news for priority access. That's masterworks.io/crypto news, and see important disclaimers at masterworks.io/disclaimers.